We all love our pets, right? They're our fur babies, after all. We rely on their love and their companionship during the good times, but also particularly during these kind of difficult COVID times. And as we spend more time at home during lockdowns, we're also spending more time with our pets, right? And so some of us have even started taking our dogs out on more walks because we have more time to do so. But is this actually a good thing? Are we potentially walking our dogs too much? And what can we do to help ease their anxiety when we do finally return to normalcy and maybe they're home by themselves a little more? Look, joining us this morning to answer these questions and more is Dr. Christine Fernandez. Now, Dr. Christine is a veterinarian veteran who owns her own mobile vet company called Christine's Mobile Vet Company. So she's actually as busy as ever at the moment. Christine, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm very well this morning, thanks.
Yeah, look, you're busy. You're still busy out and about tending to pets, which is great.
Yeah. There's been a bit of a pet boom at the moment. I'm seeing more and more puppies and kittens, and this is sort of like the second wave now. I saw a few about 8 months ago, and now we're getting more that people have decided, right, we can't go to work. We can actually have a puppy or a kitten again now because they're home a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And how do we make sure we're not over-exercising our pets? Like, how many walks is too many?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people don't realise that dogs need to sleep around 12, 13 hours a day. They need that. And they have those little sort of cat naps. They don't have those big, big sleeps like us. So, and especially puppies too, they need even more than that to be able to grow and develop properly. So I think maybe two walks a day is enough, and I think more than that might be just overdoing it a bit.
And is there things we can, like, are there signs we can see other than like our dog just going, I'm not coming out the door, but are there things we can look out for to make sure we're not, like, the walk isn't getting too much? Like, if they're dragging behind us a bit, is that too much?
Yes, obviously that is too much. You know, if you pick up the lead and they're saying, yep, let's go, then I guess that's okay. But, yeah, maybe they're doing it for you and not for them sometimes. I don't know.
God love them. God love them.
I know.
They're so gorgeous. Is there a particular time of day that we should be walking our pets?
I think it is good to do a routine. I think dogs like routine. So if you can get out first thing in the morning, that's when they're all fresh and you are as well. And then maybe in the afternoon, you know, any time from like 2 to 6 so that they get out again and they can do their little business as well.
Yeah.
I think it has to be flexible, I guess, as well for the client.
Yeah, right. Okay. So kind of like what works for you, but also like mornings and afternoons, that's kind of like a good routine
Yeah.
We're spending lots of times with our pets. And actually, one of my girlfriends was saying to me, she thinks her dog is going to be a stage 5 clinger because he has always had the whole family home entire life. So is there anything, like when we return back to work and school, is there something we can do to ease our pets' anxiety? Or like, can we, I don't know, get them used to being away from us again? Like, how does that work?
There are some aids that we can use. I guess you want them to be sort of being able to do things when you're not there. So you can get them some treat balls where you actually hide their little kibble bits inside the ball and they have to roll it to get it out. You can do those lick pads where you put like peanut butter on these big lick pads and it gives them something to do while you're gone. And then there's obviously chemical aids as well. There's the Feelyway diffusers and the DAP collars, which is like a pheromone-based therapy, and it releases pheromones that they can smell that we can't, and it actually calms them and makes them feel a little bit less anxious. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there are the drugs that obviously some dogs are going to need.
Valium, dog Valium.
Yep, the Prozac and tricyclic antidepressants, just like people. Unfortunately, we have got quite a lot of dogs on these medications. Yeah.
Oh my God. So there are lots of dogs taking antidepressants. Is that a reflection of their owner?
I don't know. They do say that pets are like their owners, and sometimes I walk away from some consults going, maybe the owner needs some Valium as well as the pet. But, you know, I think people are just more aware of their behaviour of the dogs now. You know, they're interacting with them so much that they're just so keyed into if things aren't right, and which is great. And it's great if they're sick, because then we can find out earlier, you know, if something's not right. But yeah, the behavioural sides of things, sometimes there's just not a quick fix, and yeah. it does cause a lot of issues. And there are actually behavioural specialists out there that I think are doing a roaring trade.
Yeah, right.
That have actually done more study in this field.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so you, because, yeah, you are a mobile vet, so people can call you and you come to their homes and you can, like, do the full suite of services that people require of veterinary services. Okay, oh, that's so interesting. I think it's a really fantastic, and like, way to be working, right? Because, like we were saying off air, particularly the euthanizing of old dogs or unwell dogs, I had heard people talking about having that done at home now, and I was like, what? Yeah. Does the vet come
home? It's so much more comforting. Yeah, it's so much more comforting for the owner. And I think for the pet too, especially if they've got issues with the smell of the vet clinic, and then you don't want them stressed in their last, you know, few minutes with their owner. It's just amazing. But, yeah, so there's quite a few mobile vet companies out there. I'm just one of them.
Yep.
And it's getting more and more popular, and I think it might be, it might be the way to go for a lot of people that want to get out of that routine, you know, 10 hours in a clinic, which is what I was sick of, and that's why I went mobile about 4 years ago.
Yeah, right. Oh, oh my God, I could speak to you all morning because I love, I have a little dog and I find this all stuff fascinating, but we have run out of time. Oh my goodness. Okay. Dr. Christine Fernandez, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. See you later.
Bye.